doing waving at me already. It can't be time yet. Yeah, what am I telling you? Take your Bible, if you will, please. We'll be looking tonight in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter number 2, for our text verse that we're going to be reading in the book of Daniel. You'll need to try to keep the book of Daniel a little while open there and mark it as we move in and out of it. Daniel chapter number 2. If you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there at a passage of Scripture that I think that will be valuable in this sermon that's here tonight. I notice in verse number 34, Daniel chapter number 2, and in verse number 34. All right, the Bible said, "Thou sawest him that a stone was cut without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and break them into pieces." All right, same chapter, now verse 45. "For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure." Now, Father, bless your word in every heart tonight. We do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. We praise you and thank you. Thou art God, beside thee there's none else. Move upon us and within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. Now, when we read over there in the book of Psalm, chapter number 118 this morning, and about verse number 22, we didn't read the passage, but the stone which the builders refused has become the head of the corner. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. We realize today that we use the quote this morning and many times down through the course of history and preaching, that Jesus sat upon this rock talking about himself, "I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against him." In fact is, whenever David slew Goliath, do you know that it wasn't a spit wad, but it was solid rock that he killed that giant with? Let me say to you that we've gotten rid of the solid book and the solid rock, and that's the reason why we're in a mess we're in the country in the day and hour we're living in. I love America. Listen, I'm telling you right now is that I'm not one of these people that's running around shooting at America from the outside. I'm on the inside showing and telling that America's gotten away from God and we're paying the price for it. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that the stone that the builders rejected or that they refused has become the head of the corner. It doesn't matter if you receive Christ or not. It's not going to change him one iota. Now, you can't go to heaven without receiving him, and the choice is going to be left up to you. He's the only one can save your soul. You're the only one that can receive him. Over in the book of Matthew, you don't have to turn there, but you'll find out, the Bible said, Matthew chapter 21, about verse 42 to 44, he talks about that stone and said, "He that falls upon the stone shall be broken." In other words, God wants to break your heart for Christ tonight. "But whosoever that the stone falleth upon shall be ground to powder." I'm preaching tonight on the crushing stone of Daniel, chapter number 2, and verse number 34. In the lesson that we're looking at, make no mistake about it, that there's five times that that incident is recorded over the New Testament. We're not looking at all of that, but we are looking at one of them. In 1 Peter chapter number 2, that he repeats it again, verse 7 and 8. And let me tell you what he did. He calls him, then Jesus, the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. Do you know what happens for a person that's heard the gospel? If they go to hell, they had to stumble over Jesus and fall straight into hell. They could have bowed and repented toward God and by faith received the Lord Jesus Christ, but they were too busy with the stone of stumbling and they tripped over Jesus and went to a devil saying, what a sad commentary. Now, I want to say that in the book of Daniel tonight, you'll find that Daniel saw the answer to a world empire leader by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he saw himself as the head of gold and saw all the other empires that would follow thereafter. But somehow or another, Daniel, while he was in captivity over there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, over there in Babylon, is that you'll find that when the king had the dream, he didn't trust his wise men. And the fact is, he trusted his wise men about like I trust the idiots we've got in the White House. And he said, I want you to tell me what the dream is that I've had. I'd like you to tell me the interpretation. They said, tell us the dream. We'll give you the interpretation. But he was afraid they were going to go ahead and make up something. He said, no, no, you're going to tell me what I dreamed. Plus, you're going to tell me what the interpretation was. Well, as all of their lives were in jeopardy, somebody remembered that Daniel was there and that he was a wise man, that he fared better than any of the others that they had put to the test. And the Bible said there that they brought him there, and he says, if you'll give me a little time, and they besought the Lord and begged God, and God gave the interpretation and the dream and the interpretation unto Nebuchadnezzar and said, the Lord has showed you what's going to happen in the last day. Now, I want to say to you that if you will, when you look in the book of Daniel in chapter number 7, is that over there in Daniel chapter 7, beginning with about verse number 4, he talks about the first world empire was like a lion and had eagle's wings, so forth and on. And it was the regime of Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon in their world dominance. Then after that, you'll find there was Medo Persia like a bear. And then after that, there was Greece under Alexander, and he was like the leopard in fast and furious. But the fourth one, the Bible said there, under the Roman Empire, verse 7, Daniel chapter 7. And after this, I saw the night vision, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible. He said, strong and exceedingly, and he said, and it had a great iron teeth, and it devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts and that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, I'm going to tell you something, is that Babylon had a lion to depict him. Medo-Persia had a bear to depict him. Then Greece had a leopard to depict him. Rome was so awful, so terrible, so wicked, so godless, so beastly, that all the other three, within this one, which is the last one, the fourth one, is that he's wrapped up with all of it. That's how much terrible that he is under Romanism. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that Nebuchadnezzar and all these world empires, God showed him their rise. He showed their fall. He showed some of the rage they would have, the ruthlessness. They'd have no pity upon anybody. He showed their religion. By the way, Rome's religion is idolatrous. Always has been, is tonight, will be tomorrow. Came out of ancient Babylonianism, by the way, is where Roman Catholicism came from. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, is that in the day and hour that we're living in, do you know there's only been two Roman Catholic presidents? One of them was John F. Kennedy. And Lee Harvey Oswald took care of that business. Do you know the only other Roman Catholic president that we've had? He's in office right now. Isn't that something? Now, I want to say that when you begin to think about it, and you begin to look at it, is that there's Roman Catholic politicians by the thousands. Daniel saw that in the last days that there was going to be a stronghold of Romanism that would be in the land and influencing the world. And let me tell you, that's what's going on right now. Whenever Franklin Delano Roosevelt came on the scene, he became, I don't know, he was like 32nd, 33rd president of the United States. And he came in about 19, let's see, 33, something along there, right after the Depression. I'm talking about people, you know, that didn't have anything, people that were on starvation in this country, people that absolutely didn't have two nickels to rub together. I guarantee you right now, when you begin to look into history and begin to look into the Bible, that you're going to find out that when World War II broke out, by the way, it began over there in Europe, and it was Germany, and it was Adolf Hitler that was invading Poland. Do you know it lasted from 1939 to 1945? And Hitler was a man that was hungry for power. He disregarded human life, and it was little or no value to him. You'll find World War II, do you know there were 70 to 85 million people that died? Hitler killed some over 6 million Jews in his concentration camps. And I got to tell you right now, is that you talk about the world being in a mess, right now, you'll find that war and the rumor of war is even at our door. And we've got leaders that don't have a clue what to do with it. I've said all the time, whenever this bunch got in, you know, if you elect a clown to be president, you can expect the circus to follow. And that's what we've got. They don't have a clue what to do and when to do and if to do. And I'm just telling you, it's in a mess. It's going to get worse than what it is now. And the reason being is it's going to be such a state of turmoil and confusion is that when before the Lord comes again, there's going to be somebody going to come on the scene that's going to have an answer to be able to get it all straightened out. And he'll be a Syrian Jew, I believe. And let me tell you what he's going to do is he's going to be the Antichrist, and he's going to obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And what all the world's been confused about, it's going to look like he's got the answer for. I was thinking about, you know, that whenever FDR, and I made the statement this morning, you know, war causes people to go into a depression. It causes them to be damaged. It causes them to be destroyed. When FDR came on the scene back in 1933, he gave an order, 6102, to confiscate all the gold in America. He gave another order, number 6814, to confiscate all the silver in 1934. I'd be something, wouldn't it? I can promise you right now is that I've got a gold tooth and I don't plan to give it up. I've also got a couple of brown and gold medallions. I don't plan to give them up either. I just said all that to be able to say this, that we live in a world that's chaotic. We live in a world that's cursed. We live in a world that the Green New Deal's not going to be able to help. We're living in a world, buddy, that's anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-everything good, right, moral, and decent. We live in a world like that. And if you don't believe it's that way, I guarantee you right now is that's the kind of kinfolks we've got. That's the kind of kinfolks you've got. If you don't believe that, just knock on their door or ask them, call them up, hey, go to church with me today. They got more excuses than Carter's got pills or peanuts. In the lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, the Bible said in Daniel chapter number 7 and about verse number 9, we're going to be looking at a passage over there. All right, verse 9 of Daniel 7. I beheld till the thrones were cast down and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame and his wheels as a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and the book was set, and the judgment was set, and the books were open. And I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn had spake, and I beheld till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. I want to say to you, the only one that's ever going to be able to win this final victory, his name is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This Bible calls him the Ancient of Days. This Bible calls him a stone cut without hand. I got to tell you something right now, over there in the book of Luke, whenever Mary was approached about bringing the Lord Jesus Christ and becoming impregnated with him to bring him into the world born of a virgin, is that the angel inquired, or rather that the angel that gave the announcement to her and said, and of his kingdom there'll be no end. Now I'm going to tell you what we're needing. We're not needing a new president. We're needing a king. The next president that comes along is going to have some quirks about him and this and that. I had a lady this week and told me, she said, I hope Trump don't run again. Do you think he will? I said, well, probably that he will. Ooh, I voted for him twice, but I don't know if I could vote again. I said, the reason why we've got the idiots we've got in the White House are people, not because they liked him, this idiot, is they were just voting against Trump. And look at the mess we're in right now. Do you enjoy paying $1.50 or $2 a gallon more for gas, higher groceries? And well, I never seen it like that. I never thought about it like that. That's the reason why I go ahead and tell people up and down the road. See? You know where I learned about that gold confiscation thing? That was up here at Tom's. And we were talking over there and this and that about what was going on. Some man I've never met before in my life, never seen before, couldn't tell you who he is, wouldn't recognize him if I saw him tomorrow. And he talked about all that business there and said, well, you know what's going to happen, don't you? He said, if you've got money, let's just say $10,000. I must have looked richer than I really am. But he said, if you have it sitting over here and the dollar goes to nothing, he says, then it's not worth nothing. I said, true, that's true. But that's when Dennis is going to turn into Jesse James. I mean, you know, that's the reason why the railroad run roughshod over them and all them. There's a lot of them boys back there, if you read history, that they was mean as the devil, but they were, some of them were forced into it. See? And he said, well, I hear you. And he's the one then. And I said, you know, somebody's talking about gold on one hand, silver on the other hand. We're bombarded from the news all the time with it. He said, yeah, I guess you know that FDR confiscated all the gold and all the silver back whenever he became president. And boy, it got quiet. I got to holding my tooth. I didn't want him to see I had a gold tooth. I was thinking about getting this one like Ernest T. Bass. He said, I'm going to get this one tooth in the middle. I'm going to get it gold. I'm going to take out two teeth on each side so it'll look good when I'm dancing. Y'all miss that episode? It's a good one. I said all that to be able to say this. Hey, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. And I don't know about you, but I do take it serious. I do look at it, and I do see. I see the world's in a mess, and not only that, it's getting worse day by day. And I'm reminded that the Bible said evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived till Jesus comes again. I'll tell you what you better learn. Job had a little bit of all of it and everything. He was doing well. And let me tell you what he finally ended up after everything was taken from him. He said, naked came I from my mother's womb, and naked I'll return. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. We better not lose sight of that. We better not lose sight of that. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us. It's been a great day. And we just want to thank you for your kindness toward us, bestowed upon us. I pray that now that you'd bless every family represented here tonight. Is there a boy, a girl, a man, a woman that doesn't know you? May you trouble their heart until they inquire as to what must I do to be saved. I pray now your blessings on this group in Jesus' name.